An investigation for a single vehicle fatal accident in Oxford Township continues into the week. Good morning, I'm Mary Alice with your WTUZ 9 o'clock news report. According to the New Philadelphia Post of the Ohio State Highway Patrol, the 2005 Ford Escape had been traveling northbound in the southbound lanes of I-77 Sunday morning just before 2:30 a.m., and those southbound lanes are currently closed due to a bridge construction project. Now, the Escape went airborne off the end of the roadway on the gap of that missing bridge, striking an abutment below before striking a guardrail on State Route 36 and coming to a rest. And the driver, whose name is currently being withheld, was wearing a seatbelt and was pronounced dead on scene. And more details are expected during this investigation. Incoming Buckeye Career Center students will get their first taste of their new school starting today. The new students started this morning, and then those who are returning will be back on Tuesday. Superintendent Bob Alsep says that programs offered by the school remain the same this year. However, different programs will be coming following the completion of an ongoing construction project.
All the programs that we have this year were in place last year. We have some new construction that is going on that will add some programs in the fall of 2020, but right now we remain in the same programs that we had at the end of last year.
And Alsep adds that he is looking forward to increasing numbers for their drug-free club and hopes to see an increase from 200 to 400 students this year.
Rewards students for being drug-free. They have to commit to drug testing to stay in that club. We have really been pleased with the reaction from the community as they've learned more about it.
In addition, Buckeye Career Center breakfast and lunch fees all remain the same for students. On to state news, Ohio Governor Mike DeWine is dismissing a legislator's proposal to use the powerful synthetic opioid fentanyl to execute death row inmates as the state struggles to find a drug combination to carry out lethal injections. The Columbus Dispatch reports that the governor says fentanyl, which has led to thousands of fatal overdoses in Ohio, isn't an option and likely would not pass constitutional muster. Representative Scott Wiggum of Worcester began seeking co-sponsors this week for a bill to use fentanyl seized by law enforcement agencies for executions. And meanwhile, Nebraska has used fentanyl obtained from a pharmacy to execute a prisoner just last year. In your sports news, coming up tonight, it's the Big Z Sports High School Football Preview Show from 6 until 9, and that will be live from the Tinwood Tavern in Yorksville. Be sure to join Joe, Eric, and Chris, along with a number of local high school football coaches, as they get you ready for the 2019 season. And you can listen on 99.9, online at WTUZ.com, or check out the show live at the Tinwood Tavern tonight from 6 until 9. And that's going to wrap up your 9 o'clock news report brought to you by First Federal Community Bank. A look at your Z Country forecast coming up.
Hi, this is Scott Fennell. At First Federal Community Bank, we take pride in providing excellent service and building lasting relationships. We contribute positively to our communities, one person at a time. Our employees serve as leaders and volunteers in more than 60 local organizations each year. First Federal Community Bank, where we believe in being the change you want to see. Check out our Be the Change campaign on our Facebook page and on our website at firstfed.com. Trust, integrity, service. First Federal Community Bank. Member FDIC.
Forecast for this Monday, becoming partly sunny. Small chance of a stray thunderstorm. High temperature this afternoon in the middle 80s. Tonight, partly cloudy with lows in the upper 60s. Partly sunny Tuesday with scattered showers and thundershowers. High of 88. Scattered showers and storms Wednesday with a high of 86. A cold front will be coming through Wednesday night. It'll drop the temperatures into Thursday. Partly sunny Thursday. High of 79. Lower humidity expected later into the week. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Hexline.
And wrapping up your Monday morning news report, I'm Mary Alice. Be sure to stay up to date on everything happening here in Z Country by heading over to WTUZ.com to find more information on local news, Big Z Sports, and weather.